Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Now, we judge people all the time. We are quick to criticize, and our critique is often unflinchingly harsh. Now, while sensible people need to make judgments all the time, weighing choices which need to be made, evaluating opportunities and obstacles, discerning right from wrong in a world where, honestly, ambiguity often abounds, given all that, our propensity for judgment can quickly devolve into judgmentalism. Sound judgment is essential, absolutely essential for faithful and successful living. Fair assessment and good choices are activities that tend to build up, and they are constructive. However, judgmentalism, critiquing others without a hint of charity, generosity, or grace, judgmentalism has a way of tearing down, and it is inherently destructive in nature. Judgmentalism can become habitual. We can become ruthlessly critical without even realizing how damaging we're being. We can get to a place where we critique others as if we are entirely above reproach. Jesus made a startling comment in the section on a sermon that has the ability to convict and correct each of us who are, shall we say, less than charitable in our critique of others. Jesus said, "For the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get." I mean, that's about as unsettling a comment as Jesus could make. Jesus asserts that God will judge us with the same measure we use to critique others. So if we're merciless in our examination and condemnation of others, we should expect that same treatment from God. Now, if we think about how we tend to evaluate others, the idea that God will treat us similarly, well, my word, it should give us significant pause. However, there's a flip side to that understanding that really should be considered. Jesus is also telling us if we're generous and thoughtful in our assessment of others, God will be equally gracious with us. So Jesus offers us a stinging rebuke without question, while at the same time issuing us this wonderful opportunity. We get to set the bar for our own evaluation from God. We get to choose. Will our judgments and God's be severe, or will they be forgiving? Finally, as Jesus often does, he offers us a bit of subtle practice for our tendency toward judgmentalism. Jesus doesn't merely say, "Do not judge." Jesus went to offer an activity that can replace our impulse to critique others. Instead of focusing on the faults and failings of others, Jesus says, "Start working on yourself. Deal with your own stuff. Grapple with your own issues. Take the log out of your own eye before you try to examine the fleck of imperfection in others." In short, leave judging to God and get to work on yourself. Now, that is sensible and sound advice that can get us out of the hurtful habit of judgmentalism. So, question for today: who do you judge? Who do you judge, and how harsh are your judgments? And in terms of practice, I want you to ask someone you trust where they see need for growth in your life. Ask them to be honest, where they see you need some growth in your life. Let's pray about that. Lord God, who made us judge over other people? The answer is no one. You are the judge. We are not. Help us to keep us in our place. Help us to focus on our own issues while leaving evaluation to you. Encourage in us, Lord God, a graciousness toward others that we hope and pray you will apply to us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.